Hey guys, it's Sabrina.
And this is Ashley.
And welcome to the first ever episode of Life is Beautifully Complex.
It's the worst part.
It's the intro. It's like the first initial start of having a podcast. You know, you're just the first episode where you just don't know what you're going to talk about, but you do it anyway.
No, it's honestly just the intro.
It's the intro, but then, like, it's basically what kicks things off.
So we're currently recording on the tiniest little, like, Samsung Go mic. It literally couldn't get either of my, like, $200 mics to work.
The most professional mics ever, and we could not get that set up at all.
So, like, eventually it'll sound better than this. I'm not really sure what this is going to sound like on playback.
But you know what? I think we're just going to roll with it and hope for the best, and let's just kick off this podcast.
What should we talk about first? How about, like, how we decided to do this? Like, I feel like we're both super creative people that just, like, couldn't find a good outlet for creating.
I think for me, though, this would be a second outlet to the first one that I already have. But I guess we should just go on about how we first met each other.
Super weird.
Super weird. So I worked at this assisted living home with one of our friends, Becca, and I was 16 at the time, super, super shy, and she invited me over one day, and I just saw Ashley in the, like, kitchen area on her laptop, and we basically bonded about Warped Tour.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, and also, like, there's a massive age difference. Like, I'm almost 30, you're 21.
I'm turning 22 this year.
Yeah, I'm turning 30 this year, so there's, like, a massive age gap, and Becca's, like, 30. She's already 30.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. They just, like, she took you under her wing.
Right.
And then we met, and I have a nonprofit that goes out on Warped Tour. So we just kind of, like, bonded over a mutual love of pop punk bands.
Literally. And that's not something, like, I share with people a lot either.
I feel like it's looked down upon still.
It is.
Like, to be a scene kid.
But then, yeah, after that, like, I saw Ashley coming to pick Becca up from work, and we basically just bonded through that. And then when the years of just knowing each other, we got more creative, we started doing more projects together, and now we're here.
Also, like, if anybody is listening that, like, knows me, knows that I, like, start projects constantly and, like, always doing something. Literally, like, I'll start journaling, or I'll start, like, blogging or videoing. Like, I had a minor stint in vlogging, which was, like, the worst thing ever. Like, nobody should ever watch it. It's just so bad. Like, I'm just not good at, like, holding a camera on myself. And, like, but I'm always, like, looking for creative outlets. And, like, I, like, play guitar and sing, but, like, I don't really share it with anyone. So, like, I feel like this is the only way I could get any of the stuff that's in my head, like, out.
And it just works so perfectly because, like, recently, like, we've been calling each other a lot, we've been texting each other a lot, just talking about, like, everything. And at first this was supposed to be a blog. Mm-hmm. But then we were just like, we say all of this, we have these conversations anyway, so why not just start a podcast?
I feel like I've definitely called you, like, driving to New Jersey and, like, stayed on the phone with you for, like, 7 hours straight.
Yeah, I can just go through my call log right now and find all the conversations and, like, phone calls that I got from Ashley. And it's just,
literally, I think you'd, like, get up and, like, go places and, like, be hanging out with your friends, and I'd just be on the phone, like, I'm like the kid with no friends, and I'm like, just include me.
Just include me.
Just keep me on the phone so I feel like I'm part of it. But yeah, so we're gonna, like, we'll have guests and stuff. There's gonna be, like, themes to episodes, and, like, I don't know, we definitely want to do, like, talk about, like, our past relationships and, like, my coming out story, and, like, just, like, you just graduated from college, which is super crazy.
Yeah. Like, let's talk about that for a little bit. So
literally yesterday.
A little bit about me is that I went to college in New York, which was a big, big thing for me. I was, like, packing my stuff up and moving away from home and I spent 4 years there, and just yesterday morning, about almost more than 24 hours ago, I graduated. I am now an alumni of Long Island University post-campus.
What makes it post?
So what made it post was is that the campus used to be, the whole area used to be a mansion for this one guy.
Really?
Yeah, it used to be a whole, like, landscape for this one man who was super rich, because that, where post is a rich place. Like, it's a rich neighborhood. And for a while, it was called CW Post, named after the guy who lived there. And then we just made it Long Island University Post, and now we are merging with LIU Brooklyn to go from D2 to D1.
Okay, this is going to sound really, like, ridiculously, like, geographically challenged, but... And I'm going to sound so dumb, but is Brooklyn on Long Island?
Technically.
You don't even know.
Technically, map-wise, it looks like it's on Long Island. But okay. They declare Brooklyn as its own little area where Manhattan is. Like, you cross a Brooklyn Bridge and you're in Brooklyn. Right, but then you pass Queens and you're on Long Island.
Weird. So why is it LIU?
Because we're on Long Island.
I know, but, I mean, the Brooklyn one.
Oh, I think it's just sister schools, you know?
Oh, okay.
But we're all going to be one anyway.
So what did you graduate with? What was your...
So I graduated with a degree that really means nothing in my life at the moment.
Same.
I graduated with a degree in film. I have a bachelor's in fine arts. And honestly, I love film. I love making movies. I love making videos. Like, I am a part-time YouTuber right now. I would have been full-time, but, like, I also had 4 years of schoolwork that I had to do. I recently finished up my thesis film, and now I am currently editing that for bigger festivals. And, yeah.
It's, like, super motivating. Motivational speech. I'm like, yeah, I don't get out of bed. No, I'm just kidding.
my parents wanted me to go into the medical field or, like, the law firm field. I'm just like, it's not me. I'm not like that. I'm more creative. So I was just like, I want to do film. I did film with my cousin when he was doing film studies, and I just fell in love with it, and now I'm here with a degree of film.
I literally, the first college I went to literally was for law. Then, well, I thought I was going to do law. I did just, like, generic studies or whatever. I feel like my side is, like, super echoey, but that's fine.
Actually, can we just talk about how my headphones are going in and out right now? Like,
why are they?
Yeah, they are.
Good times. Good times.
We're just going to keep going.
Literally just, like, didn't plan. Didn't prep for this, nothing. My first school was, like, I went to, like, the community college just for, like, general studies, and I was going to do law. And then my family was like, you're too nice to be a lawyer, so, like, you shouldn't do that. It's going to be a waste. And so then I went to University of Maine, Augusta. I was going to do psychology, and it was super boring to me at the time, but I was also, like, I don't know, like, 19 or 20 or something. So not motivated to do the school thing. And then at like 22, I found Full Sail University, and I was like, that's it. But like you, I'm not using, well, I mean, you're going to use your degrees. I literally will probably not use either of them because I have my undergrad in music business and my master's in PR, which, like, I guess kind of.
Your master's is very helpful. Like, I learned a lot in my PR class within the last semester that I had, and I passed with an A.
I mean, I did well, yeah. But I'm not using it, really. I mean, I guess kind of, to, like, market things.
Yeah, I feel like you're always going to be using your PR degree, no matter what you do.
That's true. So should we talk about this, like, James Charles scandal? Because I don't know what's going on. I don't really follow him. I don't really know what he's doing.
So, like, I literally just woke up this morning and was going on Twitter, checking all my social media like I do every morning. And I saw him trending on Twitter, and I'm like, what?
Well, I saw that yesterday. It was like James Charles is over party or something.
Yeah, that's the hashtag. Like, James Charles canceled. But then, like, I was doing more research on it, and apparently Tati Westbrook worked.
I looked her up. She looks way older than him.
worked and knew with Jane, like, with knew James Charles and everything, and basically helped him with his career, but then made a whole 43-minute video exposing him for who he really is. And I honestly was talking about this with my my best friend from school, my former roommate, and honestly, she just exposed him for the trash that he can be.
Oh, God.
Honestly speaking, please don't hate me, guys. Like, I loved watching James Charles, but I don't know.
I don't know anything. Like, I honestly, like, that whole, like YouTube beauty culture, like, I don't know.
There's
like,
always been problems. I can't get into it. There's always been problems with the beauty community on YouTube. But, like, I love James Charles for preaching to let out your inner artists and everything. But the way that he acts towards straight males sometimes makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, you're saying that.
Because it's just, like, why are you trying to get them to like you or get them to hook up with you when you know that they're straight?
Right. It says me who, like, is loving Jake Paul right now. Like, the most controversial. Him and Tana Mojo, like.
Oh, my gosh. I
just, like, I don't know. I don't know. They're entertaining.
They're entertaining. I get it. They seem like a good couple because, like, Tana will put Jake in his place, and Jake will just calm down after being with Tana because Tana won't put up with any of that. But it's just so weird because Tana broke up with somebody or she got cheated on, and I get it. Like, it takes different times for, like, people to heal and whatnot, but, like,
I saw in a video that the way she told Jake that she was single, because he has a song out right now called I'm Single, and he texted her, or no, she texted him and was like, Alexa, play I'm Single by Jake Paul. Like, what a great way to tell him.
Oh, my gosh.
So funny. But, yeah, I don't know, I've been watching a lot of YouTube lately, like, it's such a culture, like, when I was younger, like, it was Jenna Marbles and, like, I don't even, like, I guess Shane Dawson, like, those were the YouTubers, like, and it wasn't, like, this big thing like it is now, like,
right, like, Josh is doing YouTube.
It's, like, but it's all, like, and they're all in, like, scandals. It's weird, like, it's, like, they're, I don't know, like, back in the day, back in my day,
when, like, as we talked about how different our ages,
like, the people that had, like, scandals were, like, Lindsay Lohan and, like, Paris Hilton.
Yeah, like, it
wasn't
the actors.
Yeah, it wasn't people, like, on the internet. Like,
but now, like, you see all these influencers, like, come about to be influencers, and they're in scandals, or they just do all these things. Like, I know I watch a lot of YouTube. There are YouTubers that you would never think that I would watch, but I watch them anyway.
There's so many that I watch. I'm, like, obsessed with watching YouTube. I think because, like, I don't know, there's so much, like, there's so much information coming at you at one time, so, like, and you can switch it off, whereas, like, if you watch the television, you get sucked into, like, a television show or whatever, but if you're watching YouTube, you can kind of find, like, anything.
Right.
And I don't know, I think that's cool. But I still can't. I want to be on YouTube, but, like, I also don't want to be in front of a camera, so, you know.
I mean, if anything, you can just do my camera work.
It's true. So I really like cinematic vlogs and stuff like that, like Julian Solomito or whatever, but I just don't like being on camera.
I've gotten used to being on camera after just working on film sets. Like, I don't even know if I'm supposed to be talking about this, but I was a PA on a feature short film.
Should we check the NDA? Can you call the legal team?
All right, go ahead. Let me contact the director. But I was a PA on a set as an internship, free internship. And I ended up one day being the only PA on set. So I was running around for everybody, and then I ended up being in the film as a cashier.
Really?
Yeah, like, let's talk about that real quick.
What?
I literally was just sitting in the car because I was fire watching equipment, and if you don't know what fire watching is, it's basically keeping an eye on the equipment so nobody steals it.
Yeah.
So I was in the car fire watching, and they're just like,
why is it called fire watching?
I really don't know. I know part of it is because you're watching the equipment. I think the fire comes in because you always have to be on eye on everything.
Yeah.
And make sure everything's there. But I was just sitting there, and the producer comes up to me and was just like, "So, we don't have a cashier. Do you mind stepping in?" I'm just like, "Okay, why not?"
Did you have any lines?
No, I basically had to open up, push some buttons, open up the register, scan some things, and handle money. I don't know if he got me. I don't know how close or a wide shot it was, but right. Probably can see my hand giving her money.
Any brands out there looking for a hand model?
It was just so bad because, like, I don't act. I'm usually not front of the camera, and we had to do, like, 3 takes.
See, I feel like I could act, like, if given a script, like, and in a, like, acting with a partner, like, I feel like I could do that, but I don't know that, like, I'm just bad at, like, coming up with things to talk about, you know? Because my life is not that exciting.
I think the problem is that we're still here. We're still in Maine. We've done everything that we can in Maine. Oh, yeah, if you guys don't know, we are stationed in Maine right now, and we are planning to move to Vegas soon.
Yeah.
So I think once we're out there, we'll have more things to talk about, more things to do.
Yeah, definitely more things for the Instagram posts.
You know me and my aesthetically pleasing posts.
I try to be aesthetically pleasing, but what's aesthetically pleasing to me one day is not the same the next, so my Instagram feed is just doesn't match, none of it.
Yeah, like, I stopped matching and more just posting stuff that just makes me happy. Recently, though, I haven't been posting as much as I did before, only because, like, I have learned to just live in the moment, you know?
That's the thing I've been trying to do, too. It's like, I, especially when going, like, traveling or something, it's so hard to detach from what you're used to every day, which is being on your phone and being connected to people. Like, I went to St. John, U.S. Virgin Islands, back in February, and it was really hard not to have my phone out all the time and, like, take pictures of everything.
See, that's the thing that, like, gets me, like, because I'm such in film and I love photography, like, I always will have my phone, I will always have a camera. But there's a difference in wanting to take pictures of everything and wanting to take pictures of everything to post on social media.
That's true.
Because I feel like if you just take pictures to post on social media to, like, flex on flex on everybody, then you're not really living in the moment.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's this thing that I keep seeing, is just that there are reasons why people take pictures, and it's because you never know if you're gonna get that moment back, if you're gonna see that memory ever again.
That's true.
And experience the same things, which I'm always for taking pictures, but also have that be a certain time of your vacation, and then going without your phone, going out with your camera, mm-hmm. and just doing things to explore where you're at.
I think that, like, that's what I want to do more of, is, like, bring a camera or even, like, a disposable camera instead of my phone,
mm-hmm.
so that you're not tempted to, like, be on, like, social media or connected, you know? It's hard.
Like, there are times where, like, I'll bring my camera out and to vlog, and then I just leave it in the hotel room. I'll leave it at home.
Oh, I did that. I brought my, like, my Sony to on our vacation, and I never touched it. I used the GoPro, but I never used a Sony.
Like, literally, I will go to New York. I'm like, oh, let's take a trip to the city. I'll bring my vlog camera. Never brought it.
How do you feel about, like, so, like, say you're in a relationship or you're like, friends with somebody, and that ends, like, do you immediately go back and delete all photos of them off, like, your social media and out of your phone, or do you keep them?
Like, at first I'm like, why is this conversation taking a whole, like, hard left? Until you mentioned the photos, I'm like, oh, so this is where she was going.
Because it's in my head.
No, because, like, it's still on the topic, but yeah. I thought you just, like, swerved to the left or to the right or whatever. But honestly, I think that when you start to delete posts and pictures of your past relationship is when you say that you're completely done with them. Like, you're healed.
Right.
Because, like, you, as, like, a person, like, who barely just goes on dates and only had, like, one boyfriend in my whole life. Like, I'm totally inexperienced, but, you know, coaches don't play. I just
Sabrina, 2019.
I just think it's more of, like, a healing process, like, the time that you take to delete those memories. I mean, like, granted, you're still gonna have them.
Right.
But to have them off your social media feels like a weight has been lifted off your shoulder because you're, yeah, like, I'm healed. I'm doing this for myself. I don't need that negativity back in my life. Even if it ended on a good note.
Right.
Like, you still don't want to be looking at those memories thinking, what if this happened, and then bringing yourself down again, you know?
Same with, like, friendships, too. Like, I have a lot of posts on, like, Instagram or Facebook with friends that I'm no longer friends with, like, people I'm no longer friends with, and they're really good memories. Mm-hmm. So I always tend to keep everything, like, just in life anyway, anything that has a memory. Yeah, like, anything that has any type of
sentimental value
attached to it is just, I keep it. And that's the same with photos, like, relationship or friendship that's, you know, no longer there. I tend to keep all the memories, like, maybe not specifically of, like, that person or, mm-hmm, like, pictures of that person or, yeah, like, videos, but, like, things we would do together, because those are memories that, like, I don't know, I think it's good to look back on, like, all my photos from our trip to St. John, like, I keep those, even though I'm no longer with her, like,
right,
I like to have those memories, so it's hard to get rid of things when...
No, I totally understand what you're saying. Just back in January, December, I finally took off a picture with one of my best friends that I used to be friends with off my Instagram. And honestly, that, like, kind of hurt a little bit, but at the same time, like, I feel like I could be able to breathe because I wasn't, like, checking on him anymore. I wasn't doing all these, right, things and breaking my back for him, thinking, like, what did I do wrong? When I've learned that, like, no matter what, even if you think that people owe you an explanation, like, it's best to just leave it sometimes, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I feel like that's another thing that social media, like, it allows people to stay, like, before social media, you'd, like, stop talking to someone or, you know, like, not be friends anymore. Like, you didn't know what they were doing. You couldn't, like, check up on them and what they're doing in their lives unless you saw them out and asked them. And now social media, like, people can just, like, always see what you're doing and, like, check up on you. And it's just so infuriating because it's, like, in a sense, like, I feel like people on social media live their lives on there for everyone else. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I don't know.
Like, you don't know what's real anymore when it comes, right, to social media, but...
Exactly. Straight into it. Oh my gosh. Yeah, so I think, honestly, I'm not sure what the next episode's going to be for this, but, like, I feel like we talk about so much in general, like, when we're on the phone, like, we talk about just, like, life in general and, like, the way people act, and, like, we're very much not, like, I don't know, not, like, reclusive, but, like, we just tend to have a small core group of friends where, like, you know, the people that go out all the time, it's, like, mm-hmm, we're definitely not included in that. Like,
I mean, granted, I love going out, but I just have to be in the mood for it.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I just would rather watch Netflix and, like, lay in bed.
That's true. I'm such a homebody. That's what I get for being... That's what I get for my astrological sign being a Cancer.
I have no idea what that has to do with my astrological sign. I'm Sagittarius, but, like...
I think you just came accustomed to it. That's what I think.
Honestly, like, working from home is the greatest thing for me. I don't have to leave my house. I went a whole week without leaving.
I know.
And then when I did leave, I went to Rite Aid and came back.
I was
back
there. Like, I was on the phone with you.
I just, like... And then I felt the need to Snapchat that to show people that I leave the house sometimes.
It's a great accomplishment, but honestly, I do love working from home. My career is basically either working in an office or from home, but I just can't work in my bedroom.
Do you feel like you're more, like, you're able to be more creative not in an office environment? Like, not in a, like, go into work type of environment, or, because, like, I know for me, I get so much more done if I'm just sitting in my bedroom, like, in my bed, like, doing work and just, like, zone into work, but
I think for me, my bedroom just has to be in that creative design.
Yeah.
As a workspace.
Yeah.
Because usually when I'm in, like, say, an office, like, I worked on campus in an office when I edit. Because I did sports media, I was surrounded by coaches, athletes, and all that, that I was able to get stuff done super quick, super fast, within a couple hours, and they post it the same day or the next morning. And then when I'm in my bedroom, I'm able to work on... Oliver, is that you?
Yeah.
Ashley has two dogs.
Yeah, and Oliver's famous on Instagram. Go follow him at Oliver the Maltese. He's got, like, way more followers than me or, like, anyone I know.
True. But back to what I was saying, if my bedroom has that creative vibe for, like, film and stuff like that, I'll be able to get work done super, super quick. I think it's just for that reason. I would love to get more creativity if I, like, go walk on, like, a film set or something like that.
Yeah.
I definitely get more when I'm also out and about, just roaming around cities and places. But
he won't leave me alone. Yeah, I get that. Oh, really? You want to be part of the podcast? Do you?
maybe one episode.
Yeah, just an Oliver episode. What time is it? 2:20 already. Wow. I feel like I just woke up.
Are you sure you didn't?
That's true. That's true. That's very true. All right, should we end it here? Oliver, you don't need to cry about it, honestly.
I just hope you get motivation to just edit this.
I will. I for sure will. I like editing.
Okay.
So I'm good at that. I feel like my voice is going to be really, like, echoey and drowned out, so I don't know how I'm going to... Like, yours comes in super clear, but I'm like...
I can't tell because my headphones are out.
How long have they been out?
They've been out for a good maybe 5
They're
minutes.
Probably dead.
They're either dead or, like, this wire is just not it, you know?
They're probably dead. The setup is real.
It's real ratchet. We're going to keep it real with you guys.
Yeah, it's real bad.
I mean, but that makes it... Well, it makes life just so beautifully,
beautifully complex.
It's literally... Oh,
plug the podcast name.
Right. We basically just wanted to do an introductory to us, and we just went on to, like, different topics, but...
as is life, like,
we're literally just complex.
Yeah, super complex.
Like, we have so many stories that we can't wait to tell you guys. Because, honestly, both of our lives separately are chaotic. And then when we're together, it's just even more chaotic than it should be.
Same chaos.
But it works out perfectly because, like, we understand each other. And I'm so glad to have Ashley as, like, one of my best friends.
Same.
Because, like, I honestly don't know what I would do if I didn't have her in my life. I think I would just go crazy.
Dude, if I didn't have... Honestly, this is going to be super therapeutic to just, like, get those thoughts out of our heads. Because, like, we tell them to each other, but, like, I feel like that's not enough.
Right, it's
like,
not
everybody
enough.
Everybody else needs to know.
Because, like, I feel like even just telling one person, it helps to get that off my chest. But at the same time, it's just, like, I feel like I still need to keep talking about it until, like, I heal from it completely.
Agreed.
And I do that. Just putting it out in those podcasts will just help immensely. And the things that I still talk about, I can just be done with.
Yeah, I feel like that's...
During an episode.
That's what I want to do, like, get some things off my chest and then out of my head and then just be done. So, God, how do we sign off?
Honestly, I don't even know. I guess thanks for tuning in for the first ever episode of Life is Beautifully Complex.
It's a mouthful. Who came up with that?
You did!
I know.
This has been Sabrina and Ashley. We're signing off, and we'll see you next week. Bye!
Well, we technically won't see you, but you'll hear us.
You'll hear us next week.